Blog Talk Radio.
God be glory for this awesome day that he has given us. We are excited to be with you tonight. This is a kingdom call, and we welcome you. We thank you for taking this opportunity from your busy schedules to join us tonight as we continue our study in spiritual warfare. Are you ready? Are you prepared? Hallelujah. It's just something about being ready when you go to battle, when you are ready, when you are dressed, when you have everything that you need, then you're confident, then you are strong, then you are not worried. You can go in and know that you will win. And that's what God has been teaching us as we continue with our studies, with our series on spiritual armor, the whole armor of God. Are you dressed? Are you ready? Do you know what the weapons are? Are you putting them on? Are you walking it out? Are you winning the battle? Are you gaining victory? Amen. That is what we need to do. That's what God is calling us to do. And that's why we are teaching the word of concerning spiritual warfare, concerning the weapons, because we are in a battle. Amen. And the only way that we can win is by speaking the word, knowing the word, and walking in God's word. So we are excited. We are always excited when we have an opportunity to come in agreement with God's people, when we have an opportunity to break bread together, and not just break the bread, but eat the bread. Hallelujah. And so to God be the glory with what he is doing with us as we continue our series on spiritual warfare. Are you ready? Hallelujah. Well, I am Elder Jordan, and this is Linda Jordan Ministries, and we are excited about this kingdom call. We thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to be with us, to join in and connect with us. And so we want to take the time to ask you to go ahead and text someone or take a few minutes and call someone. Email them right quick. We'll be on for an hour. And let them know that a kingdom call is on and we have a word for them tonight. Hallelujah. So go ahead and take that time to do that. We will go forth now. We have some announcements. We want to make you aware of what we're doing because this is kingdom. It's kingdom work, and we cannot do this without you. And so we want to invite you to be a part of what we're doing. We want to invite and encourage you to sow into this ground. It's rich soil. It's good ground to help us to continue, amen, to be on the battlefield and do what God is calling us to do. You can be a part as we go into all the uttermost parts of the world. As we go, you are going because you help us to go. Amen. So we have Sister Monica on with us tonight, and she will share with you our announcements. So get your iPad and your pen and your calendar and jot them down and know where we are so you can be with us as we go forth in the name of the Lord Jesus. Sister Monica, are you with us?
I am here. Good evening, Kingdom people. I am so excited about our Laughter, Love to Life social this Friday at the Plano Super Bowl. It will be from 7:30 to 9:30, and that's at the Plano Super Bowl. I don't know about you, but we've been going through some things, and I just believe that my ball will be the Holy Ghost, and those pins will be Satan, and I'm going to knock them all down in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Coming up on Sunday, third Sunday, Pastor Jordan and all of her team, or some of her team, goes to Loose Derrick Jail every third Sunday. And so we ask that you would keep her in prayer as well as the women who will be in attendance for those services. Also, Pastor Don of Faith Bible Church, and along with One Ulite Dallas, presents It's a Family Affair, Focus on the Family Outreach at the Maddie Nash Center. And that's on May 23rd from 12 to 8 p.m. And again, that's May 23rd from 12 to 8 at the Maddie Nash Center. There'll be food. There'll be a spade and domino tournament. There will be various contests, giveaways, and a concert. So that is an event that you do not want to miss. Again, it's a family affair at the Maddie Nash Center, and that's May 23rd from 12 to 8 p.m. Also coming up in June on the 20th from 10 to 12, Elder Jordan will be the speaker at the Women of Worship Conference at Faith Bible Church. And in July, on the 17th of July, we'll have our prayer watch at the Changing Directions Christian Center at 1615 Northampton, and that's in DeSoto, 75115. Again, that's 1615 Northampton Road, DeSoto, 75115. And that's July the 17th, our prayer watch. Also coming up in September, we will be taking him to the street. This will be in Baltimore. And we are soliciting your prayers for this event as well as our other events. This will be in inner city Baltimore, and it will be a time of evangelizing and witnessing in the area. So anyone who's interested in going to this event, please contact Elder Jordan for more information. Amen. Also coming up in October will be the TBN Holy Land trip. And that's coming up in October. And also for more information, contact Elder Jordan. You can always join us and encourage us and send us a tweet or a message on Facebook at Linda Jordan Ministries. That's Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. You can also see these announcements and keep in touch with us as well. If you would like to support Linda Jordan Ministries, you can send your donations to P.O. Box 852-501, Mesquite, Texas, 75185. That's P.O. Box 852-501, Mesquite, Texas, 75185. You may also send your prayer request to lwjministries@gmail.com. That's lwjministries@gmail.com. And we don't want to forget, each Monday night we will be on the Kingdom Call beginning at 9:30. This is an intercessory prayer network prayer line. It is an open prayer line. Everyone is invited to call in and to pray on the line. And that number is 218-936-6142. 218-936-6142. And the passcode is 772-937. 772-937. Thank you so much for your patience and attention. Thank you.
Amen. Well, God bless you. Thank you so much for those announcements, sister. We bless God for you.
Amen.
And today, Sister Monica and her also husband, Brother Duane, are celebrating their anniversary. So we say happy anniversary.
Amen.
And many, 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 many more to you. Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
I do want to, let me say this. I'm not sure what is going on with the our broadcast tonight. I'm not able to, for some reason, see some of the callers. So forgive me if I'm not able to bring you on live or to even at the end we give our prayer request, allow you to share your prayer request. Please forgive me. It doesn't look like I'll be able to do that piece in terms of opening up the line and allowing you to share. What you can do is email it to me or text it to me. I've already gotten a couple of prayer requests via text tonight, and I do apologize for that. Hopefully we'll be able to get that straightened out by the next broadcast. So I do apologize. I hope you are there listening and receiving. Hallelujah. I also want to thank all of our listeners or all of the intercessors that was a part of our National Day of Prayer on Blog Talk Radio. It was an awesome success. And to God be the glory for those who prayed, for those everywhere who prayed. That is an awesome task. It is what God has called us to do, and I so appreciate those who prayed with us. We are a praying ministry, and we believe in the power of prayer, and we see the manifestation of our prayers. And so we take a lot of pride in being available and in praying God's word. So thank you so much for those who joined in with us on National Day of Prayer. Hallelujah. I do want to reiterate on this Friday, amen, Sister Monica talked about taking that bowling ball and busting the pins, amen, getting out some of all of that frustration or whatever you may be dealing with. We are coming together. The Laughter, Love to Life Social will be coming together Friday at the Plano Bowling Alley, and it's open. It's open for you to come and just kick it with us and have some fun with us. And we invite you to be a part of that. That's at 7:30 at our social, Laughter, Love to Life social. So please meet us there. Meet us there. We look forward to it. Praise God. We want to just go ahead and get into this word. Hallelujah. Continue into our study. We've been talking about being dressed for spiritual, having on our spiritual weapons, being dressed for war. Amen. And we have been on this series. This is going on the third month, praise God, and we are winding down. Hallelujah. We are winding down to one or two pieces, and so we should be ending this teaching by the end of the month. Hallelujah. And we are believing God that you, even now, have learned how to use the armor and to even share it with others so that they can begin to be prepared and be ready and know what to do. So we thank God for him giving us this teaching, because it has just been a tremendous blessing to me. So I'm also going to, as I'm still working on getting the picture, the small poster size picture of the royal, of the Roman soldier, amen, of the knight, for us to remember that when we put on the armor, glory to God, when we put on the full armor of God, that we are completely protected. Amen. We are completely and totally protected from the enemy, and he cannot do us any harm. And so we have to be reminded of that. And so even after this teaching is gone, we don't want the enemy to steal what God has planted. Amen. We don't want the birds, amen, the enemy, to come and to eat up the word that God has planted in us, and having us to miss what he's trying to do. Amen? And so when we have the something that we can look and be reminded that, oh, it's not going to work, Satan, you know, that I am covered, you know, I hear you knocking, but I refuse to let you in. Amen? So we will still, even after this teaching is over, I still want to get this out to you where you can put it on your desk or put it in your kitchen or wherever you need to put it, to be reminded that we are overcomers, that we are soldiers in the army, and we are dressed and we are well able, amen, to win with what God has given us because we've put it on. So be mindful of that and be praying as we continue to work on getting that to you. Amen. Now, last week, we have broken down through this teaching every piece of the armor. We talked last week about the shield, and I want to just reiterate and give a little bit more on the shield. Amen. The shield of faith. And then we'll move into the next piece of armor. We will, as I mentioned earlier, the last few minutes of the broadcast, we will give our prayer request and pray, hallelujah, and believe God for victory. Believe God for your concern. Believe God for what concerns you. Hallelujah. And so as we were looking on last time with the shield, Paul told us to take above all things, amen, above everything else, above all, to take on the shield of faith, amen. And that was in Ephesians 6:16. And we have been teaching from the book of Ephesians, the sixth chapter, starting from the 10th all the way down to the 19th verse. Amen. And so we will read the passage, and we're going to start reading at the 16th verse on tonight. And it says, above all things, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take on the helmet and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Amen. And so as we talked the last time on the shield, amen, we were reminded of this passage that says, above all, above anything else that you do, you make sure that you take on the shield of faith, amen, and we that it will quench the fiery. It says that it will be able to quench all. It didn't say some. It said all of the fiery darts of the wicked one, amen. And when we look at that, I'm reminded of the word that we talked about last time. It was the shield of faith. It's faith, amen. And it's not the salvation that we talk about. It's by faith that you're saved. But this is a different type of faith, amen. This faith is a living faith, amen. Standing on God's word, amen, using his word to protect you, using his word to keep you, using God's word to bring you through, amen. And we talked about the shield of faith, amen, and how the Roman soldiers, amen, how the Roman soldiers used that shield. And we remind you of the substance, what this shield was made up of, amen, that this shield was made up of thick, very thick, rich, heavy leather and steel. It was thick, it was heavy, and it was steel. Thick wood, thick leather. It's 4 feet tall. Amen? And if you know, the average person is maybe about 5 feet. So this shield will almost cover you completely. Amen? Mm-hmm. And so Psalms 18, and we got to remember, we have to remember the word of God. Amen? And Psalms 18:30 says, as for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. Amen? He is a shield to all who will trust in him. Amen? Yes. He is. He is. He is. Not will he be. He is. Amen. But we have to trust in him. There's a factor on our part that we have to trust in him. Amen. And so we talked about the size and why we need to use this shield. We need to use this shield because it is our defense. The shield defends us. Amen. This shield is like a repellent. Amen. It's like a repellent to the enemy. So when he tries to give his best shot, amen, he will not win because this shield of faith is a repellent. Faith is the key, saints, to all our spiritual armor. None of our armor will work if we are not walking by faith. If we are not believing and standing on God's word, none of this is going to work. Amen. It's by faith that we receive, it's by faith that we believe, and it's by faith that each piece of the armor is working. Amen?
Amen.
And this shield, we have to come to an understanding that it is so needed, and it is so real, and it so works. I was reading as I was doing my study about the shield. The shield is really, really a vital piece, just as the rest of the armor. We know the breastplate of righteousness, that is a vital piece. If the breastplate protects us, you know, but the shield protects us before it can even hit the breastplate. Mm-hmm. Amen. And I was reading, and this study had a story about a missionary. We're talking about the shield of faith now. Amen. Our faith to believe God's word and this big shield that we have built from our faith that truly protects us. Well, this missionary that was in Lisa's China, in China, had been fighting by faith in prayer, believing, praying, interceding for his city, for his town, for his area of community. And it says that he was fighting darts of discouragement. He was being hit from everywhere. Amen, being knocked down, amen, but yet he stood and proceeded and stood in prayer. He said, I am now setting my face. The man came up against so much of a warfare as he began to intercede for his city, as he began to intercede for his community in this town in China, that he had to come to him as himself and say, now I'm setting my face like a flint. Amen. I am not backing down. If the if prayer works, I'm going to see if it works. Amen. He said, it seemed like it wasn't working, but he continued to pray. He said he wasn't seeing many results, but he just continued to pray. He said months went by and seemed like little to no results was being manifested. Yet he still prayed. Then he began to call others that he knew believed in the power of prayer and would join in with him. Amen. To believe him, to stay with him, to cover him for what he was praying for. He was praying for the souls in his city in China. Now, we know about China. We know about China. He said he waited and he waited. And then after a long wait, revival came to his city. He said it came like a tsunami. Hallelujah. Mm. He said that the souls were coming in so fast, it blew his mind. Amen. And today, that city, Lisa's, China, has the largest number of Christians in China, in that city, because that one man, come on, he held up his shield of faith, not looking at what he saw, little to no result. Come on now. Come on. Yeah. Little to no result. See, we have to have a testimony. We have to hear of what God has done for others sometimes for us to get the boldness to stay in the race, to get the to get the strength to stay in the race. Well, this man could have given up. He said it was years. In what I read, it was years, but he did not give up. And I'm talking to somebody that's been praying a prayer concerning a child, concerning health, concerning finances, concerning a promotion on a job, concerning being mistreated and overlooked and rejected. He called Tashana. But I'm here to tell you to stand on the promises of God. Hold up your shield of faith against the dark that will come against you to make you think that you can't, to make you feel like you won't, to make you feel that you can't. You hold up the shield of faith and say, yes, I can. I am more than a conqueror. Yes, I can. Yeah. He died for my sickness and my disease. Yeah. And by his stripes, I am healed. Yeah. Amen. We have to take a stand. He said, above all things now, take the shield of faith and do not let it down. And so this Chinese, this missionary, held up his shield of faith. And like John 5:4 says, that this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. This is the victory. Amen. When we stand and we are not moved, that's the victory. That's the victory. When we stand and not crumble, when we stand and watch the salvation of God move in our situation, amen, that is the victory that overcometh the world. Because the world is watching. This story got massive attention around the world. And don't you know that God was glorified through this to see all of those in China come after years of someone standing in the gap, after years of someone believing God, after years of speaking the word. That's why we need to call on, where are the mourning women? Where are the saints that will travail and stand in the gap and not look at the time, but stay there till breakthrough comes? Amen. Our shield of faith is what we're talking about, amen? And faith has to be appropriated, y'all. Faith has to be assumed, hallelujah. We have to adopt faith. We have to take faith, if you would, amen? And not only appropriate the faith, but then we have to use the faith. We have to use faith. We have to apply it. We have to receive it. We have to be confident in that word. Amen. And the only way that we can appropriate our faith, the only way we can assume, hallelujah, our faith, is by arming ourselves with the word of God. It all goes back to the word. Everything is wrapped around the holy word of God. Amen. And when we arm ourselves with the truth of God's word, and when we bathe ourselves in the word of God, and when we meditate day in and day out on the word of God, when we consume ourselves with God's word, amen, we will not be defeated, amen, because he said when the enemy comes, so he's going to come, amen. But so when he's come, he said, we're able to stand. You're able to stand against the wiles of the enemy. Because he's coming, amen.
Yes.
So you have to be ready. You have to be prepared. The word, your shield, is your defense. And I just want to reiterate that, because the pieces of the armor are so important. And when we know, we can see ourselves raising that shield up, amen, when the enemy and those fiery darts that Satan shoots our way, amen, we have the truth of God's word on the inside, amen, and we can raise up the shield, and it's like a repellent against Satan, and he has to flee, amen. He has to flee, my Bible tells me, amen. Taking on, you know, what God has given us in his word, we have to take it, that above all things, take on the armor of God. We have to take on what God has given us in his word, and not just take it, but hold on to it. Amen.
Know
his word for real. Have our measure of faith so strong that we know without a shadow of doubt, I shall not be moved. Amen. Applying it to our lives. Hallelujah. Applying God's word to our lives so we win. We win in this thing. Amen. You know, the other thing that we talked about the shield is how that shield with the Roman soldiers connect together. When the Roman soldiers stand together on one accord in unity, though that shield comes together and it interlocks. As a fortified wall against the enemy that of the territory that they're going into. It's a wall, amen. So the enemy that they're coming against cannot come against them, cannot penetrate through that shield, which has now become a fortified wall. And that's how it is for us in the spirit. You know, we are our brother's keeper. Amen? No man is an island. We need one another. Amen? And that's how our shield, as we stand in the gap for each other. Amen? As we intercede and pray for each other. As we release words of encouragement for each other. We should, you should be able to see spiritual shields interlocked, connecting, covering you in your time of storm, covering you in your time of situation that you're going through, knowing that the saints got your back because we are on one accord. Amen. And so that is one of the pieces that I really want us to keep in mind and just reiterate that the shield is such a powerful thing. And when we come together on one accord, how we can intercede for one another, hiding you, glory to God, with our shield that's in locking, making a wall of protection around you, carrying you through in that rough season. Amen. That we have faith, amen, is an object. Our faith is like an object to release when the enemy comes. We release it. We raise up the shield and we release it, amen. And we're releasing the promises of God. We're releasing the word of God, amen. And Hebrews, the Hebrew writer, he talks to us in the 12th chapter. He says, looking to Jesus, Hallelujah. That's our protector. That's our shield.
Yes.
Looking to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And when we walk by faith, that takes on wisdom. You know, we have to have walk in the wisdom of God. You know, and we have to know the wisdom of God. Amen. The Bible says when you lack wisdom, ask of God who gives it to us liberally and upbraideth not. Because when you have on, when we're walking in faith, we are walking in God's word. That's the only way that we will win. We cannot win in any other, we can't win any other way other than walking, believing, and standing on the promises of God. Amen?
Yes.
It's the shield of faith. It's a solid wall. And so real quickly, we're going to, before we get into prayer, have a few minutes, we want to go into that next piece, hallelujah, of armor. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
We have our shield up, and that shield is working. And now we want to, the Bible says, the next piece is the helmet of salvation. Hallelujah. The helmet of salvation. And we know what the helmet does. And it is, as we continue to look at our Roman soldier, who is our example, our illustration, hallelujah, the Roman soldiers have on the helmet to protect them. Amen. To protect their head. Hallelujah. And the enemy comes to kill the Roman soldiers and charges at their head. And if their head is not protected, it's open target. Well, guess what?
Right.
So is it for the believers. Hallelujah. If we don't have on the helmet of salvation,
come on
here. If we don't have on the helmet to protect our mind, to protect our head, to protect our thoughts, the enemy will come in like a whirlwind and take us out. We talk about the battle of the mind. Hallelujah. We talk about an idle mind is the devil's workshop. We talked about being uncovered and undressed. Amen. Well, if you do not put on the helmet of salvation, the enemy will wear you out. The enemy will wear you down. The enemy will overflood your mind to think that you will not win, to think that you won't get well, to think that you will not come out of this situation. The enemy will go overtime if he knows that you are uncovered, if he knows that you are an open target and you have not taken the time to take the helmet of salvation, to take God's word and cover your mind with it, hallelujah, then he is coming in. And the Bible tells us that the enemy comes in to kill, to steal, and destroy. But if he enters into your spirit and see that the helmet is on, that the breastplate is on, that the belt of truth is working, the feet with the gospel of peace, and your shield of peace, he's going to tuck his tail and flee. Him, his demons, and his cohorts. Amen. If you don't put on the whole armor, you will be. Now, the helmet controls our mind. Mm-hmm. The helmet of salvation helps us to think like Christ.
Come on.
The helmet of, my mom gave me a bracelet, and I talk about this all the time because it really changed my thinking. It changed my behavior. It changed how I respond to things. It says, mm-hmm. what would Jesus do? WWJD. Mm-hmm. I know you remember that.
Mm-hmm.
And if I didn't have that on, I would not have responded the way I should have responded as a Christian,
mm-hmm.
because I would not have been thinking Christ-like. Amen? The wisdom of God, we get the wisdom of God when we put on the mind of Christ. Amen?
Uh-huh.
When we put on uh-huh. the mind of Christ, we're not thinking fleshly. We're not thinking
right.
of retaliation. We're not thinking uh-huh. of being prideful. We're not thinking mm-hmm. of tearing somebody else down. When we put on the helmet of salvation, we think like Christ. Come on here.
Yeah.
We think yeah. like we have the wisdom of God. How many
mm-hmm.
of us need the wisdom of God? We make choices.
Amen.
We make decisions.
Mm-hmm.
We are mm-hmm. doing things that need godly wisdom all the time. And oftentimes
yeah.
we think that we've gotten it. But do
mm-hmm.
we really have the wisdom of God? Amen.
Oh.
The wisdom of God comes to us by the word of God. Amen.
Uh-huh.
And if we don't take on the word and read it, meditate, eat everything we've been talking about all these weeks, it's the word. Everything is wrapped around the word. Hallelujah. And
amen.
We respond in the natural, and nothing is good in this flesh. This flesh is stinking. This flesh,
mm-hmm.
it holds nothing good in it. But when
mm-hmm.
we put on the helmet, amen, the helmet of salvation, amen, I begin to seek the wisdom of God. I begin to think like God. I begin to
mm-hmm.
respond like God.
Yes.
I begin to walk.
Uh-huh.
character and in my attitude
mm-hmm.
and in my disposition, I begin
mm-hmm.
to emulate, and whatever goes in is what comes out. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
What is in
mm-hmm.
your heart is what's going to come out of your mouth. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And so when
mm-hmm.
you are, taken off guard, then we know what's in your heart, because when somebody spoke
yeah.
you, or somebody come up on you and you say the right thing or the wrong thing, it's what's in you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going to come out. And so we want to have the mind of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
And one of the verses that helps us, it says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty
uh-huh.
weapons. They are mighty in God for the pulling down,
uh-huh.
Uh-huh. for the casting out, and every high
uh-huh.
thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and then bring every thought into captivity
uh-huh.
to the obedience of Christ. Amen. We can't
yes.
have the obedience of Christ if we don't have the mind of Christ.
All
we
right.
cannot cast down those wrong imaginations if we don't have the word of God. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So everything
mm-hmm.
is wrapped around the word of God. It is
mm-hmm.
our defense. Amen. That we can
yeah.
always be ready. The Bible says that have a word in season and out of season. Amen. The only way you're
mm-hmm.
going to be ready in season and out of season is to have the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. Have
amen.
The wisdom of God. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And when we take on God's wisdom, the wisdom for the believer is those who can respond to unexpected situations the way Jesus would. Come on here. That's wisdom. When we respond to something that all of a sudden, to something that we weren't expecting, to something that takes us by surprise, amen, when we respond to it the way Christ did, the way Jesus did, mm-hmm. the way God's word tells us to, then we are walking in the wisdom of God. Hallelujah. We're walking. Mm-hmm. When we respond to things the way the world responds to it, we're not walking in mm-hmm. God's wisdom. Amen. And, mm-hmm. and Proverbs 2, 10, and 11 says, when wisdom enters her heart and mm-hmm. knowledge is pleasant to your soul, discretion will preserve you. Come on. Understanding will keep you. It'll keep you. It will keep mm-hmm. you. Hallelujah. It says in Proverbs 8:11, for wisdom is better than rubies. Mm-hmm. And all of the things that one desires cannot be compared to her. Her who? Wisdom. Who can be compared to wisdom? No one. We need the wisdom of God. And that mm-hmm. comes from putting on the helmet of salvation. Hallelujah.
Yes.
The helmet of salvation. To God be the glory. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We have, want to pause now. Hallelujah. We thank God for the helmet, giving us a little bit of insight on the helmet of mm-hmm. salvation. Amen. As we continue on
mm-hmm.
with this teaching of our war, of our armor, hallelujah, we have a few prayer requests. Hallelujah. A few prayer requests as we want to go to the Lord. Hallelujah. And bring these prayer requests before Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We have for under the umbrella for the children, the teenagers, preteens, we have Destiny. We also have Jerome, who is out of New York, that we're praying for marriage, his marriage, for him. He's a new believer, and we're just joining our faith tonight for these prayer requests that have come in and believing God
mm-hmm.
for the breakthrough, for the turnaround, for the
mm-hmm.
answer. Hallelujah. We want to pray for Brother Roberts out of Minister Roberts out of Alabama. Amen. How many know that men and women of God need
yes.
prayer, are not
yes.
above receiving prayer, covering in
mm-hmm.
prayer. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
We want to mm-hmm. remember Bishop Pastor William, my father, pastor of New Second Baptist in Maryland. We want to remember pastors as a whole. We have Pastor Martin. We want to remember leaders, Pastor Mary. We want to remember Pastor Don, Pastor Raphael, Pastor Emmanuel. We want to remember those that are leading and teaching God's word. We want to pray for Sean. She has asked for prayer for health in her body, for open doors as she pursues employment to take care of her family. She wants to be refocused, amen, on her spiritual walk with the Lord. Amen. That's all. When people realize that I need Jesus, amen, that's that
mm-hmm.
helmet of salvation. The wisdom
mm-hmm.
of God. I need the wisdom of God as I walk through, amen, this journey called life. We want to remember her, and we are praying for the lost, and we're praying for tonight for our visit into the prison as we go to the stirring.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Uh-huh.
Oh, we praise you tonight, Lord God, and we thank you. We thank you tonight. We give you praise on tonight, God. We glorify you. We honor you, Lord God, and we just enter your gates with thanksgiving. We enter your courts with praise, and we bless your holy name on tonight, God. Father, we thank you for the power of prayer. We thank you for the power of agreement tonight, Lord God.
Yes.
And we thank you, Lord God, for the intercessors that's connected tonight who are coming in agreement with your word as we come in prayer, Lord God. Lifting up each prayer request, Lord God. Even those that did not have an opportunity to get theirs in, you know, God, your eyes are in all places. Your ears are not dull. Your eyes are not dim. God, you see and you hear. And we just thank you tonight, Lord God. We thank you that you have given us revelation even more, God, on the armor. Hallelujah.
Yes,
how we can stand against the wiles of the enemy. How we can put on the helmet, my God, as we make decisions, oh God. We not make fleshly decisions or decisions in the moment or decisions without consulting you, but we have the wisdom of God. Hallelujah, because we have on our helmet. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
So many things come against us, God. So many things where we have to make a quick decision, God. God, let us walk in your word that we can, oh God, have the wisdom, have your mind, the mind of Christ, God.
Yes.
Father, we thank you for the shield. Hallelujah. Yes. The shield that protects us. My God, the enemy comes in like a flood, but you raise up a standard against them. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And we release our shield tonight, my Father. We come tonight standing in the gap for those who are going through, my Father. Some going through one thing and somebody is going through something else. But we come, God, standing in the gap, casting their cares on you, God, knowing that you're able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ask or think according to our faith. And we thank you tonight, God. We've learned to have great faith. We've learned to release our faith. We've learned to join our faith together in the spirit realm. Oh, God, and know that we are the victor, God, that we are overcomers, Lord God. So, God, tonight, we speak divine healing tonight, Lord God. We speak your word concerning health and healing and wholeness. And we speak the word, Lord God, and we say, you who are sick, to pick up your bed and walk, for by your strength, you were already healed. Whose report will you believe on tonight? Oh, God, we choose to believe your report. And we thank you tonight for a testimony. We thank you tonight for a turnaround. We thank you tonight, oh, God, that they will see, oh, God. The doctors will be amazed, oh, God. We thank you that cancer is gone. We thank you that tumors are gone. We thank you that blood clots are gone, God. We come against swelling in the feet and swelling in the legs. And we thank you, Lord God, for kidneys, new kidneys, Lord God. Kidney disease and heart disease and liver disease are gone in the name of Jesus. Father, we come against mental illness. Many of our children struggling, oh God, with different issues, with different demons. And we bind that demon and we send them back to you, God. And we say, be healed, be restored. Kneel before us and know who you are. You are somebody in Christ Jesus. We pray for our young people. We pray for our babies. We pray for our president. We pray for our country. We pray for Jerusalem. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. God, we pray for this ISIS situation. God, we pray tonight, God, over the weather, the airwaves, Lord God, the weather. We say peace be still to tornadoes and, oh God, storms that want to come and destroy. Oh God, kill. We say be still in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we give you praise on tonight, for we know how to put on the armor. We know how to walk by faith. We know how to stand. We know how to be your shield with the word, God. We stand on your promises. Is there anything too hard for our God? We decree and declare that there is nothing too hard for you, God. So, Father, we thank you for victory. We thank you for debt cancellation. We thank you for increase in promotion. We thank you for healing. We thank you that the forefront of our union, of our country is protected, God, by the warring angels, with terrorists and all kinds of attacks cannot enter in. Father, we release the blood of Jesus tonight, and we apply it over the doorposts of our homes, my God. And we thank you, Lord God, oh God, for miracles with signs and wonders to follow, God. We thank you, oh God, for turning things around in our families with our unsaved loved ones tonight. God, we pray, Lord God, as we go into the jail, we pray for our loved ones and those that are incarcerated. We pray for those under the bridge. We pray tonight, God, for somebody who's looking for a way out, God, that the saints will go to the dark places and the lost will be drawn to the light, God. Father, we thank you that you've called us to be a light. And we are letting our light so shine that the lost will see you, God. They will see you. They will feel and receive your love and will accept you as Savior. Father, we thank you tonight. And if there's anyone that's listening that has not accepted you, God, draw them now. We say that now is the time. Why wait till tomorrow? You may not see tomorrow if you don't know him. Accept him now. He's waiting, he's standing, and he's begging you to come. Come, come to me, and let me give you rest. God, we thank you tonight.
Thank you,
we
Lord.
Give you praise on tonight, for you are great, and you are greatly to be praised. We thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
And we call it done, for it is so. In the name that is above every name tonight.
Thank you.
In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you tonight.
Glory to God. Thank you.
I thank all of our listeners for joining. Hallelujah. I want to remind you that we will be here next Wednesday at 9:30. Central Standard Time. Tell somebody. Amen. If you want to hear this again or the previous, you can always go to blogtalkradio.com/Granny's Place and scroll till you find a Kingdom Call, and you'll be able to listen to the others, the previous recordings. I am Elder Jordan, and this is a Kingdom Call. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and yours and give you peace is my prayer. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Also want to remind you, Block Talk Radio, Granny's Place, Monday night, my sister, my friend, on Tuesday is Mojo, on Friday is Street Talk, on Saturday is Free on the Inside, and Wednesday is yours truly, A Kingdom Call. God bless you. Thank you.